Okay, here we go. Five ideas for Parshas Bamidbar. Erev Shavuos. A learning should be in Tzchus for first time for Parshas Tzvi B'Rev Kabatya. B'Sol Shechoy Yisrael, David Henach Mordechai B'Fer Simcha, B'Sol Shechoy Yisrael. First idea comes to us from Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe says, usually Parshas Bamidbar, opening Parshas Bamidbar, we talk about Parshas Bamidbar before Shavuos. Why is Parshas Bamidbar so critical, so significant to read before Shavuos? And this year, we're mamish reading it going into Shavuos, a three-day yantav. Says Rav Moshe, it's so simple. He says, so many of us maybe sometimes feel like we're not shaykh to the Torah, that we can't learn Torah. And maybe we can't do as much as this person or that person. But says Rav Moshe, the giant of Torah, he says, every Jew has their chelek in Torah. And that's why the pasuk says in the second pasuk of the Parsha, Se'u es Rosh. Se'u es Rosh means, lift up your head. Every Jew is shaykh to the Torah. You could do it. You're connected to the Torah. Klai Yisrael is the Torah, as the Zohar tells us, the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael and Hashem are all one. It says Rav Moshe, that's why we read Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Bamidbar, excuse me, before Shavuos, to be able to prepare us and to know that your Matzah Torah is coming up, but don't start comparing it to this person, to that person. Your Matzah Torah is for you, Su'as Rosh, to know that you have a Shaychus to the Torah, and you have a Chelek in your Torah, and your Torah portion. The Sefer Baal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov explains, and why is the Kadosh Baruch Hu counts Klal Yisrael? And Rashi says over here, "Mitoch b'chibas on the far most on us on kol shah." Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much. I mean, no, Klal Yisrael is compared to the star. What's a star? Says the Baal Shem Tov, a star looks like it's so small. When you take up a rocket ship, you take an airplane up, the star is a huge ball of fire. And says that says the Baal Shem Tov, that's the same idea by a Jew. It looks like it's so small, but it's when you go into the essence of a Jew, it's so pure, it's so tahor. And his mamash is a shaychus to the Torah, shaychus to Hashem. And I thought that was Moshe's message. Moshe's message was that every Jew has a connection to the Rabbonu Shem, every Jew has a chelek in Torah, to know that we're a star in the Rabbonu Shem's eyes. It might view small, it might view like it's a little bit, but it's mamish huge. Be able to know that we have that relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Beautiful, with Moshe, beautiful Baal Shem. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two, we're staying in the same pasuk. Yidabar Hashem Moshe, b'midbar Sinai b'ol ha-moed. Right, the open pasuk, Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe in the wilderness of Sinai. It says, the Panim Yafos asks, just say, Sinai, what's Bemidbar Sinai? In the desert of Sinai. Just say, Vaidabar Shal Moshe, B'Sinai. What's Bemidbar Sinai? It says, the Panim Yafos, a beautiful insight. He says, if you take the Gematria, Midbar Sinai, is Gematria 376. What else is Gematria 376? 376 is Shalom. So says the Panim Yafos, you want to know what Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe, Vaidabar Shal Moshe, Bemidbar Sinai, to know that at the end of the day, the number one thing is Shalom. The number one thing is to have Achdus. As we said before, this is Klal Yisrael leaving Har Sinai in, next to Har Sinai at the end of the day for these years to know that the whole essence of Sinai, the whole essence of the 40 years, well, they didn't get the 40 years yet. The whole essence of Torah was Shalom. To make sure, Yuveicha and Shamiso Neger Har Kishacha Belevecha. Midbar Sinai's Gemachos 376, to know at the end of the day that it's all about Shalom, it's all about having peace with each other. I saw a beautiful insight from Menachem Mendel of Vorka. He says, what's the Shabbos before Yom Kippur called? Shabbos Shuvah. What's the Shabbos before Pesach called? Shabbos HaGadol. He says, what's the Shabbos before Shavuos called? The Shabbos. Shabbos before Shavuos is called Shabbos Derech Eretz. This Shabbos is called Shabbos Derech Eretz. He says, why? Because we know the Mishnah tells us, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. Derech Eretz Kadma comes before the Torah. And if we're getting the Torah on Shavuos, what comes before the Torah? Derech Eretz. So this is Shabbos Derech Eretz. And it's the opening pasuk to Sefer Bamidbar, to Parshas Bamidbar and Sefer Bamidbar. To know at the end of the day, Bamidbar Sinai, to make sure there's Shalom, to make sure there's Midos, to make sure there's Achdus, to make sure there's interpersonal relationships, and we're so careful, and so we take it so carefully and cognizantly, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, to be very careful with our Midos, especially now in these days coming up before Shavuos. Beautiful insight from the Panim Yafos. And Rav Menachem Mendel of Vork, moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Orla Shemaim, Rav Meir of Apta. Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Pasuk says, about the Levim, V'nosa ol moi machana ha-Levim besoch ha-machanos, kasher yachanu kin yiso ish ha-yodo le-diglayim. The way that they rested, that's the way that they traveled, according to their flags. Says the Orla Shemaim, what's the deeper pshat, v'sher kasher yachanu kin yiso. Says that, kasher Yachanu, right? The encampment. Yachanu means to live, to camp. But he says that's a code word for a nava. He says the way you encamp, the way you live yourself, the way you live with your modesty, can you sow? That'll determine, and that will define what your nasiyah is going to look like. That will determine what your trip is going to look like. Says the mayor of Apta, make sure that you have the proper anava, the chasher yachanu, to make sure you have the proper resting, the proper modesty, and then can you so then you be zoch to have a great, great trip. And I think at the end of the day, that's a beautiful, to know the mid of anava is everything. From Rav Tzadok says, v'nafshi ka'arfa l'kol tiyah, when first a person has to make their soul like dust, then pesach li b'sor secha. Then the Torah can penetrate our souls. If we want to make sure that Shavuos does something for us, we have to work on maybe specifically not only our midos, but the midah of anava. And then pesach li b'sor secha. But just another insight in this, I know this, we quote this in the past, but we can't not quote this in Omal Malach, in the opening pasuk in the Parsha. He says, B'midbar Sinai is the code where Kadosh Baruch Hu went to all the mountains in the world and says, who wants the Torah? And Sinai said, why would you want it from me? I'm the smallest one. Kadosh Baruch says, Klai Yisrael, are you going to get the Torah just because of your anava? But sometimes, says the Rebbe Melech, we know that if someone has anava humility, it might lead to atzvas. It might lead to sadness. No. True humility is something that leads to simcha. And that's exactly what it was. But Midbar Sinai, ba'o al moed, to be moedik, to be simchadik, to make sure that true humility, true anava means that it leads to simcha. If you're anava, your humility leads to sadness. It's not true anava, says the Rebbe Melech. So at the end of the day, the Lord Shalom says, "Kasher yachad can you sow to make sure you have the more anava that'll help you in your travel." The more anava, the more Torah. And says the Rebbe Melech to make sure to be very cognizant and careful. At the end of the day, your Torah, that your anava, leads to simcha as well. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from the Tefer Shlomo of Radomsk Rebbe. Perek Gimel pasuk Aleph, opening pasuk to Revi. Ve'ela told us Aaron Moshe b'yom di ba'ashem as Moshe b'ar Sinai. Right, these are the children of Aaron and Moshe. But the day that Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe and Har Sinai, and Rashi famously tells us, it only says Aaron's children. Why is it considered Moshe as well? Malamed Kol Malamed is Ben Chaver Torah Malal because of Kilo Yolda. Gemara in Sanhedrin, your Testament base tells us that someone who teaches someone else's kids Torah, it's as if you gave birth to them. And it says it to Tefer Shlomo. Tefer Shlomo wants to understand something deeper. What's a deeper pshat here? He says the Kilo Yolda, we always view it as the Kilo Yolda to the kid, to the student. Then when a Rebbe teaches them Torah, it's as if you gave birth to them. But says the Tefer Shlomo, no, Ki'il Yoldo means that you gave birth, that the Rebbe gives birth. Hatamenu Shemolet Sarav, that the student helps the Rebbe give birth. Ki'ilu Yoldo, him, the Rebbe, not the student. Sharikob Yazdo La'olam Shamoshe, No'ad Limo Torah L'Rabim. Because at the end of the day, the whole essence of Moshe Rabbeinu's existence was to be able to give over to others, be able to share with others and inspire others. At the end of the day, Matan Torah, Torah is all about not just viewing it for ourselves. We love Torah so much, we have to spread it. We have to make sure other people love it and other people are contagious. Other people are contagious for it. Right? The whole mitzvah Avas Hashem is causing others to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu too. The Rambam, all the posts can say that. That's what it's all about. When you love Hashem, you want to share with love. You want to share love with others. And that's exactly what the Avodah Zarah of Kuznets, the Kuznets of Maggid writes in his Mishnah on Pirkei Avos. He writes, the Pasuk says, Ki Adam La'amol Yulad. We're in this world to work. To work. But says that the Avodah Zarah of Kuznets, the Kuznets of Maggid, La'amol, stands for four words. Lilmod Almenas Lelamed. We learn in order to teach. We don't just learn in order to learn. We learn in order to teach, to inspire, to transform, to help other people grow. Torah is not just for us, says the Tefer Shlomo, the Avodah Zarah Yisrael. We have to be able to spread it to others. Of course, the Pashup Shad is the Kilo Yalda means referring to the students as well. There are our children too. Says the Tefer Shlomo, no, the students help the Rebbe, help the teacher, help the Mora grow themselves, Kilo Yalda. And that's the Avodah Zarah Yisrael. Kilo Adam Amal Yula. We're putting this world to work. La Amal stands for Limon Amanas Alamid. We learn in order to teach others, be able to inspire, to transform others as well. Beautiful insights from Tefer Shlomo and Avodah Zarah. So moving on to idea number five. Idea number five comes to us from the Imre Chaim, the vision to Rebbe. The pasuk says the second to last pasuk of the parsha. The Zosasu Lahem V'Chayu V'Lo Yamusub Gishem Atzkodesh Hakadoshim. Aaron Ubanov Yavo. Right, giving us certain commandments to Aaron's children. They should make sure to do certain things, not do certain things. Says the vision to Rebbe. What's the deeper pshat? V'Chayu V'Lo Yamusu. Says the Imre Chaim. Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving the charge to Kohanim. V'Chayu. When a person learns in their Avodah Hashem, they work in their Avodah Hashem, it's got to be with chis. It's got to be with energy and passion and commitment. Then v'lo yamusu. Then they'll be zoch to not die. It doesn't just mean not die physically, it means to not die spiritually. It's got to be with chis. It's got to be with passion, with energy. And when you have that, then v'lo yamusu. Which reminded me of a deal. We always say this. We're going to say it tomorrow, Bez Hashem in Halal. From Rav Mordechai Shapiro, the Pasuk says, not the singer Mordechai Shapiro, but Rav Mordechai Shapiro, the Talmud, when the Talmud Muvaka, Rav Aaron Cutler of Miami, says Rav Mordechai Shapiro, we say, Yosef Hashem Aleichem. Yosef, when a Jew wants to grow in their Avodas Hashem, they look to grow and increase in their Avodas Hashem. Chadash Baruch Hashem Aleichem. You coming to grow? Hashem Aleichem. I'm going to help you. Right? Habol Atar Mesainos, what the Gemara says. When a person comes to be purified, Chadash Baruch will help them. And when there's v'chayu, when you're looking to grow, v'loy musn, then you bezocha to not die. Let's just review these, the beautiful ideas from the Vishnu Rebbe and Mordechai Shapiro. Let's review these five ideas. The first idea we said from Rav Moshe, why do we always read Parshas Bamidbar before Shavuos? It's a hadamar for Shavuos. Because sometimes we feel like the Torah, we don't have nothing to do with the Torah. We can't learn, we can't do this, we can't do that. Says Rav Moshe, no, se'us rosh. To know that everyone has a connection to the Rebbe Shem. Lift up your head. Everyone has a connection to the Torah. And it says about Shem Tov, that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu counts Klai Yisrael like stars. Why like stars? Because a star looks like it's so small, but you take a rocket ship or a plane up, you look to the star, it's a ball of fire. It says about Shem Tov, every Jew, it might look like it's a little Torah, a little Torah, but it's so special. And Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, it's so, so precious. The second idea was said from the Panim Yofos. Why is the Pasuk say B'midbar Sinai? Just say B'Sinai. Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe B'Sinai. What's B'Midbar Sinai? It says Midbar Sinai is Gematria 376, which is Shalom. And we know at the end of the day, the prerequisite for Torah is Vayichad Sham Yisrael Negedar Ki Ishachad Belevichad. Like among one man, one soul. And that's exactly what Rav Menachem Mendel of Vorka says. The Shabbos before Yom Kippur, Shabbos Shuvah, the Shabbos before Pesach, the Shabbos Agadol. What's the Shabbos before Shavuot called? It's Shabbos Derech Eretz. Because Derech Eretz comes to the Torah. Before coming to the Torah, it's got to be Midos, it's got to be Shalom, it's got to be Ava, Va'achva, Vereis. The third idea of Orla Shemayim, Kasher Yachanu Ken Yisoh. What does that mean, Kasher Yachanu Ken Yisoh? When there's Yachanu, when there's a Nova, when there's modesty, that'll set the tone for the rest of the trip, Ken Yisoh, and then you'll be able to have a great trip, which means to have a great Avodas Hashem. When there's right, when there's proper midos, but not only proper midos, but proper humility. And says Rav Tzak, V'nafshi Karva L'Kol Tia, we say in Shemon Esrei, and Alekhan Etzor, make my soul like dust, then Pesach Li B'Sor Sach. Then Hashem can open our hearts. To make sure we have the proper Anova, then the Torah can open. And that's exactly what the Rebbe Mech said. Because we'll be very careful, we have the Anova, the proper Anova. What's the proper Anova mean? That there's been Midbar Sinai, but it's got to be Ba'ol Moed. If there's Midbar Sinai leads to sadness, it's not real Anova. Real humility leads to Ol Moed. Ol Moed, the Lashon of Moed, the Lashon of Simcha. The fourth idea of a Tefer Shoma, Rashi says, what does it mean, Ki'ilo Yolda, that Moshe Rabbeinu taught Aaron's sons Torah, it's as if he gave birth to them. Says the Tefer Shoma, it's not just talking about to the students, Ki'ilo Yolda, but to the Rebbe themselves, to the parent themselves. When a person gives over to others, you give birth to yourself. When you give to others, you grow and you transform into a different person. And then says, that's the whole point of Torah. Ki'adam l'omo yula, we're in this world to be able to share with others, l'omo stands for limon amanasalam, learning in order to teach. Finally, the fifth and final idea, v'chayu v'loy musa, what does this mean by the Kohanim, the second to last pasuk? This is just talking about physically, it's talking about spiritually as well. V'chayu, to make sure that your avodah shem has chiyas, with energy and passion, then be zocht v'loy musu. And that's what we're going to say in Halal tomorrow. Yosef, Hashem Aleichem. Yosef, when a Jew is looking to grow and increase and try to be a little better in their avodas Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hashem Aleichem, I'll be there to help you. Habal Atar Mesainoso. We should be Zochah Be'ez Hashem to take this message that every Jew's Torah is so precious to the Rebbeinu Shem. Every Jew has a connection to the Rebbeinu Shem. Every Jew has a connection as a star in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. To be able to make sure we work in our midos, to work in our Shalom, Be'neinu, perform out the Torah, to work specifically on our Anova. To make sure that we're not only learning Torah for ourselves, but to make sure we're teaching Torah like fire to the world, to Klai Yisrael, to our families, to our friends. And Be'ez Hashem to do it with a real passion, with a chiyas, Be'ez Hashem, a good Shabbos, an early good Shabbos, and an early good Yom Tov.